The opinions expressed in the following program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Positive Thoughts with Uncle Tim, and I am your host for now and forever. Thank y'all for joining again. So what we're going to talk about today is perception. Perception is reality. Don't let other people's perception of you create your identity. That's not your real identity. People's perception of you is not your identity. Just so you know that. I had to learn that myself. When I say that, I'm going to break it down for you into this format of perception is reality. So if you were at a job, say if you were at work, and I was a supervisor, and I see you over in the lane, you look like you're talking to me. You don't look like you're working. That's my perception. So when I see it, it's like, oh, he's not working. He's over there chit-chatting. As I come over, the situation is totally different. You know, you may have been working. You may look like he was talking from a distance, but as I actually sneak up on you, I realize that, man, this guy's really working. He's just, why did I think he was talking? You know, maybe you look like he was entertaining or something, but working at the same time. You know, people do that. So that's a perception that people will put on you. You know, people will look at you from a distance to have and form a perception about you. And then those perceptions in turn, if we hear them, sometimes we take those perceptions and we form an identity of ourselves. Point is that my upbringing, a lot of the perceptions that I had were the perceptions that were given to me. So a lot of labels were attached growing up, from negative to positive. I know I talk about that a lot, that we have to shed those negative layers that were attached to us growing up. And the way you do that is just by finding your true identity. You're not who they say you were as a kid. You're not who they said you were as a young adult. You're not who they say you are from your household. So if you was raised in a household and the perception was a negative perception, why would you grow up and hold on to that identity? It serves you no purpose to hold on to that identity. I grew up with a lot of different negative perceptions about myself. You know, I heard a lot of things that I was lazy. I broke a mirror when I was younger and I heard I had 7 years bad luck, you know, not getting good grades, you know, just being mischievous. You know, a lot of tags and labels come with that. And that molded my perception of myself growing up. And that's why I say I had a lot of misguided energy when I sold drugs, when I was out here creating havoc and mischief, you know, all in the good name of fun. But reality was, it was the perception that I built from what I heard. And that wasn't me, you know. And it took a minute for me to realize this. It took for me to leave Grand Rapids, Michigan, and go to Memphis, Tennessee, and get around some real honesty. And when I got around that honesty, the perception was not what I thought it was gonna be. When I left, my perception was that everybody loved Tim. All my uncles, aunties, they loved me. I never did nobody wrong. I haven't broken anyone's house. I haven't stole out, you know, anything out of anyone's house. I haven't done X, Y, and Z, or A, B, and C. But like we say, perception is reality for the person. I was not correct in my perception. My perception was I was an angel in the eyes of my family in Memphis. When I got there, I was still an angel, but I had a different perception for them. You know, they was like, man, what's going on? You know, you've been to jail X amount of times, you know, and perception is reality. If you live in Memphis and you've been to jail more than 2 to 3 times, you're a gangster. You liable to do any and everything. You know, you out here to get it. All the marbles, all the gold, you cutthroat. That's a Memphis man. That's a Memphis person, you know. And from my uncles and aunties and my grandmothers and family's perception, with all the love involved, they can only judge me off of the perception of what they heard. And their perception was that, man, Tim been in jail how many times? Tim did what? Yeah, just like that. So all of that built up and formulated a perception of myself to family members. You know, not knocking nobody or knocking myself, but it's just what it is. It's a perception. And we hold on to false perceptions, and other people hold on to false perceptions of us. But at the end of the day, I take ownership for those perceptions because I put myself in those situations to be perceived like that. I did any and everything under the sun out of the good name of fun and just being fun, having a good time and being with friends, you know. And that created that perception and that stigma. So just to say that Memphis experience was not the perception that I had in my mind. Their perception was that, like I say, I've been in jail so many times, man, I forgot how many times I've really been, you know. And for a person that lives in that type of environment of Memphis, you know, cutthroat, you know, that's the only way they can judge me. And that judgment was handed to me, you know. I heard some things, you know, that I didn't like about myself. I heard the perception that the people, my uncles and aunties, had of me. I didn't like it, you know. And in my mind, I'm like, where is this coming from? Like, I didn't do anything to this person or that person. I never been to Memphis and came and snatched everybody's furniture out the house and went back somewhere, you know. But perception is reality. The things I put myself through is the reason I had those labels attached to me. And I own that. So it was up to me to turn our narrative around, to show that that's not me, man. I don't know where y'all getting this from, and I know where y'all getting it from because of the things that I did and led up to this. But it's also my job not to let that rest, because that's not me. And if I'd have let that rest and let that identity stay with me, I wouldn't be here today. I would probably still be going through that cycle of jails, misery, drug abuse, violence, you know, all of that comes with being in the streets. So just to say that I changed that narrative, I changed that perception about me, and the determining factor was that it hurt my feelings that people seen me in that light, you know, that my close family, uncles and aunties, cousins, you know. And not saying that it's a bad thing. I love them all, man. That's what I needed to hear, you know, and that's what I needed to become who I'm becoming. So just to say that we have the power to cut those old ties. We have the power to change that perception. You have the power. You don't have to be who they say you are. You don't have to be who they say you were. You don't have to be. But it starts with your choice. It started with my choice. I had to make a personal choice to say, like, nah, I ain't riding like that, you know. I could have took the easy way out, you know. When I heard what I heard from my family, you know, like, to be real, you know, my uncle Buck, man, this Johnny Boy dad, the rapper, you know. So Johnny Boy is my cousin. He's the young cousin. He rapping. This is his dad's house that I went to stay when I left Grand Rapids, Michigan, and went back to Memphis. And I was staying with him, and he told me some raw, man. You know, this is my uncle. I love him. But he didn't trust me, you know, from his perception of a man coming from in and out of these systems like myself and living the lifestyle that I live, him knowing himself and being in the streets. His only judgment of me could be was what he gave me, you know. And he was like, nephew, I love you, but when you left Memphis, you was a child, a kid. You're a grown man. I don't know what to expect from you, you know. And that, it hurt it, you know, because I'm like, wow, where's this coming from, man? Like, you know. But again, the perception that we leave with people, you know, let's change our perception that we leave with them. And that was my biggest focal point, is that as all I was hearing all of this, you know, we had to went to the round table, you know. Grandma brought me to the round table like the mafia, you know. It was like grandma, Unc, and me. You know, and Unc like, look, I don't want to have to hurt you up in here because I don't know what to expect from you. And, you know, that's real. Ain't no man going to let no man come up in this house and create havoc without it being a penalty, you know, without some type of repercussion. And so he was up front with me, man. And, you know, my uncle, man, he like 6'4", man. built like Ving Rhames, man, or Vin Diesel, you know, big boy, you know, slap your head off. And I could have took the easy route. I could have took this as an attack on me and been like, you know what, man, what y'all, who y'all think y'all are and why y'all saying this, I'm not that, and took the cop out and left and went back to Grand Rapids or found another spot to go to, you know. But I sat there, I heard it all, I swallowed it, chewed on it. And in my mind, I'm like, they don't know who I am. I don't know why they think of me in this way. And it's all out of love. Now, let's just say that it's not a negative. It's just that people's perception. And out of love, that was the perception I heard. So just to say that, I could have took the easy way out. I didn't. I sat there, I heard it, and I really wanted to change my life. So I was like, man, I'm not going to just sit here and be like, you know what, man, screw y'all. Y'all don't know me. Y'all judging me. And walk out and come back to where I was already at. So I was like, nope, I'm gonna take this and I'm gonna prove them wrong. You know, that's why I say, I talk about that a lot, doing the Michael Jordan or the Kobe, you know, taking things and then, you know, building it up in your mind, building it up in you just so you can overcome it. You know, it's like, okay, this is what they think? Or you think I can't score 50? Watch this. You know, you think I can't overcome? Watch this. So, you know, I just heard all of those things about me, man, and the perception, and it was just like, I really didn't like it, man. Even my own brother, you know, I came down, I have another brother, and, you know, on my dad's side, and even he had, you know, a real different perception of me, you know, and it was, it like I say, it's hurting, you know, it hurt a lot to hear this and to see it. You know, sometimes I didn't hear things, it was just the way people's actions were, you know, it's like, man, you know, clutching the purse, you know, being, you know, on the swivel about where Tim at, you know, like I'm a thief or something, you know. So all of these things played a part in me taking it and overcoming it. I could have took it. I could have ran back. I could have took the sucker way out and been like, man, y'all don't know what y'all talking about. I'm out of here. Y'all judging me. Y'all don't know me. And all reality, they do know me. And they were right about some things. And it was my job to prove them wrong. Not in a malice way, not in the, I told you, nah, just on some real humble, and I don't like using the word humble no more, but just on some real, I need to change my life and show these people that I'm not that person. And I did it. You hear me, y'all? I did it. I really did it, man. And the love that I got out of that, man, it carries me today. It carries me, it's with me today, you know, because I challenged myself. I challenged the thought process, people's thoughts of me. I challenged my own thought process of me. You know what I'm saying? You got to think. Going through all of these things, I didn't do well in school, you know. Got kicked out of all public, you know. Had some run-ins with the law. I don't supposed to be trying to succeed the way I'm trying to succeed. I don't supposed to be out here trying to give it back the way I'm giving it back. You know, the perception is I'm supposed to still be running in and out of these jail cells and then in and out of these cycles of poverty and self-pity. I developed my mind and I developed my inner spirit to be on the same accord to say that, nah, it's a better us. It's a better me. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be okay. I heard that from my grandmother growing up. She told me I ain't gotta worry about you like I worry about everybody else, because I know you're gonna be okay. And that always stuck with me. I wasn't more than 12 when I heard that. But it stuck with me. And I use that today, that I'm gonna be okay, man, regardless of whom or what. So I already say that. Regardless of whom or what, Tim gonna be okay. Because Tim know how to bring himself out of things. You know, I know how to overcome. I just had to be willing to overcome. You know, why I stayed in that old cycle for so long, I couldn't tell you. But I know that I stayed there long enough to develop myself to say, this ain't it no more, and I want something different. And I started searching for things that was different. Even today, I do things outside of the box that I'm not accustomed to doing. You know, I've done all the hood games and anything you could think of in the hood, I've done it. Besides murder somebody, not a killer. But I've done it. You know, and I'm here today, a better person, a better man, giving out better information, better insight, trying to help others through my trials and tribulations, through my overcoming. You know, I'm paying it back, basically. This is my way of paying it back. And I'm happy about it, you know. And I just try to encourage others that you have that same gift. Everybody, man, you know, I'm no different from everywhere and anybody else. Let me take that back. I am different. We all are different. That's why we got this fingerprint. It's none are the same. We're all different individually. So we all got to accept our individuality and find yourself in that. Find yourself in your individuality and work on that. Take care, take out everything that you heard that was negative, whether it was right or wrong. Because the thing is that you're an adult now. So that baggage and those labels that you incurred as you were growing up, I use myself as an example. That baggage and all those labels that I incurred growing up, you know, it was the right thing for people to think about me like that. That's the only thing they could think. That's the only perception they could have of me, is what I gave them. That perception of me is all that I can ride with growing up, because that's all that I had to work with, is the things that I did, the failures, the lack. You know, that's the only thing I had to work with to develop who I was becoming. I didn't have a real strong presence of a male in my life once we left Memphis. So, you know, I had an older brother, but he was trying to find his way. You know, get what I'm saying? So that's why I always say, take your time with yourself, because we throw a lot of labels on us, and those labels are unfair. We may have accumulated them growing up, but once you hit the age of 21, or I just say become mature about yourself, and whenever that may be, it took me almost 40 years to become mature, just to be real, you know, and I still like to have a good time. But once you become a mature person about yourself and you become aware of yourself, it's your job, just like it was my job, and it's still my job, is to change that perception of me. I wasn't happy with how people looked at me. You know, all while I was in the streets, I accepted it. Once I left the streets and changed my life, I no longer wanted that. I still can identify with it. It's a part of me, but it ain't what I harp on. If someone brings it up, I'm not ashamed of it. I talk about it. I'm trying to put a book out here about it. But I'm not running from nothing. But what I am trying to do is show other people that, hey, you can overcome yourself, man. You know, that's what I'm proud of, is that I overcame myself. I overcame my negative stigmas, overcame my negative situations. And man, my future is bright. I promise you. Yours is too. But I'm telling you, mine is bright, you know, and perception is, it ain't supposed to be. In reality, you know, I'm still supposed to be running these cycles of failure and poverty and unhappiness. That's what the hood built on, man. These people ain't happy, man. I don't care how much money you see them with. I don't care how many fly clothes they got on, man. It's some happiness in there. But when the lights go out at night, man, you know, it's a lonely thing, because you don't trust a lot of people when you're in the streets. You know, you have to always watch your back. You know, it's a lonely game, because everybody wants something. You know, you start finding the fake friends, the fake relationships. You know, you don't know who's real with you because you're on top. Nobody, it's like the ball player that made it out. Nobody's going to tell him that, bro, you wrong. No, because, you know, they on the bandwagon. Like, he made it out. I'm not going to tell him the truth. Like, bro, you shouldn't be doing this, because you could kick you out the group. And now you back in the hood. You get what I'm saying? So people are not always going to be honest with you when you're on top. So just be honest with yourself. If you're ready to make a real change in your life, you're ready to stand up for yourself and not against nobody else, but, you know, against yourself, man. You know, my biggest challenge was overcoming me. It's like a bully. Like, I was my biggest bully. And once I found out how to get past myself and accept myself, it's been all downhill. It's been all smooth motion, and it's been all promising and prosperous, you know. I've overcome a lot of things and I'm proud of it. I'm in a better space and I'm just trying to help everybody else get there, man. You know, some people don't get it. Some people don't want to hear it. And that's cool. I'm all right with that. I'm not forcing this on nobody. That's why it's public access TV. Those that want it, they're going to gravitate to it. Those that don't, they're going to shut it down as they should. Doesn't bother me either way, because at the end of the day, I'm here to save Tim. That's the first person I need to save. I can't throw you the life jacket and help you get up without helping myself get up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got to get myself out of the rut. I have to overcome myself and become something for me to reach down and help someone else up. I can't help someone else up when I don't have nothing to help myself up with, you know? So let's just go back to ourselves, you know, find out who you really are. Shed a lot of the old things that you heard about yourself. Shed a lot of the stigmas that you do is attached to you, whether good or wrong, whether right or wrong, good or bad. Keep the good, let go of the bad. Use the good as a point of reference to say, okay, I can work off of this because I know I'm good at this, I'm good at that. You know, I'm a good person at heart. So take all the goods and work out of the good parts. All the bad, the negative, the things that make you feel less than, things that make you feel like, you know, people have done you wrong. You know, that's another thing that, you know, out of situations of crime and poverty, there's a remorse. You know, people feel like, oh, man, you know, people played me my whole life, or they feel like they made it out and others didn't. You know, it's a lot of things that play in the feelings that go through a person. And I just say, shed that, man. Shed everything that makes you feel in a negative way about yourself. It's hard sometimes. I guarantee you, I fight with it daily. I found out that I sometimes have, it's called pessimistic thoughts. Pessimist, you know, and that's like, so I have a thought of saying, I'm going to go over down to Orlando this summer. And then a pessimist thought is, man, what if I get down there and it pop off, you know, and I get in a situation, you know, because it's crazy everywhere. You know, you never know where you at. And with all this going on, we don't know what would happen. But I think about a negative when I shouldn't be thinking about a negative. So I have to train myself to catch that negative thought and beat it down. As soon as I hear it, you know, I have to be diligent to be like, nah, cut it out. That ain't that, you know? That's the way the mind works. You know, we have our positive thoughts and we have our negative thoughts. They coming regardless of if you want them to come or not. We cannot stop our thoughts. We're gonna have some great thoughts that can make millions. We're gonna have thoughts and ideas that can create. And we also gonna have those thoughts and ideas that make us feel like shit. We're also going to have those feelings that make us feel like we're not worthy, like we didn't come from, we're not in the right position to win in life. And that's all a lie. You're in the right position when you put yourself in the right position. I'm only in the right position because I put myself in the right position. And I went outside of my comfort zone to get in the right position. If I'd have still stood on my morals of this hood and the street, I wouldn't be in this position, you know, because you know, gangsters don't take pictures. It's like, man, a camera's around. If they taking photos, I'm straight, you know. I remember doing that, you know, as I was in the streets. It's like people taking pictures, I would get low. I would be, you know, it's almost like almost 10 years where I wasn't in family photos. Think about that. 10 years where I'm ducking family photos just because it's like I don't take pictures. Or out and having a good time with people, and it's like I'm not taking pictures because I'm out here in these streets, you know, and I don't want my face out there like that. So those are one of the perceptions that we have of ourselves. I broke that perception, you know. I don't stand on that no more. I stand on another moral. I stand on new morals, you know, and I constantly challenge myself to be better, do better, and want more out of life than what I've been giving myself and what I've been given. I no longer want what I've been given. I no longer want what I've been heard that I should have. It's like a fixed income. I'm not with that. I need to create my own income so I can put my own money behind my own ideas. I can create my own reality. There's a lot of different ways you can go with it. Once you find yourself and start to use yourself in a proper manner, I was using myself in a negative manner for so many years, and I'm done with it. And the moment that you choose to say, man, I'm done, man. I've hit rock bottom. I'm done with it. And I've said that a couple times in my life. I've been to prison and everything, and I've said, I'm not going back. And I went back. But you'll know when it's time, because I've said it. And I didn't live up to it. But that last time when I went to Memphis, 2012, was it. I was done. And why did it take that long? Only God knows. But it came at the right time, and I'm better off for it, man. So just to say that you have that same opportunity, man. Don't wallow and don't settle for what you've been told you should settle for and what you should be doing. You have the opportunity, just like I have the opportunity, to uplift myself and overcome myself. And that's all I'm gonna do. I'm not going backwards for nobody, regardless of whom or what. Tim gonna stand tall through it all and become more. Y'all gonna watch and see. You know, this is public information. You know, my life is out here for everyone to see and see me overcome. That's another thing I love, is that as I'm talking about it and as I'm doing it, man, any day now, I'm being in a position to, man, you remember when I started this and now it's like this, you know? And that's the day I'm looking forward to, is that, man, where I can really say that I overcame myself and I've become a success. That's what I'm looking for, is to become a success. I was a success in the streets. I was a success as a criminal. I was a success as being kicked out of school. But I no longer want those successes. I want the new success. I want that success that comes without having to watch my back, without having to look over my shoulder, without having to worry about this, that, and the other, you know? So that's where we're heading in life. That's what Uncle Tim is putting out here. Uncle Tim is saying, let go of the past baggage, the past stigmas, the past dogmas, and focus on the new. Every new day is a new day for you to create a new you. That's why they call it the future and the present. Because when you let that next day go, that when that night ends, you shouldn't take none of this garbage into your new day. When you lay down and go to sleep, don't wake up with that same garbage, man. Don't wake up on that same Ferris wheel of misery. Change it, and you can do it. It's tough. It's not easy at all. It could become easy, but you have to be patient with yourself. And that was one of the biggest things that I'm proud of, is that I'm patient with myself, man. I don't get down on myself. I don't talk down on myself. I don't think about what I should have and where I should be in life no more. And that was a lot of things I used to think about. Oh man, I should be a further ahead. Shut it down. It don't matter what you should have or shouldn't have done. Only thing that matters is that what you gonna do about it now? The new day is here. What can I do today to right my wrongs of yesterday? What can I do today to uplift myself from the sorrows of yesterday? So go wake up and put a blessing to your day, man. Wake up in a happy mood. Don't go to bed mad. If someone makes you mad, if a situation came up and something ticked you off, yo, don't wake up in that same mind state. Let it go that night. Don't wake up tomorrow with the same BS, talking about the same thing, mad about the same thing. That's not how it works. You're only going to get the same thing the same next day. You really, it's like Groundhog's Day. You're repeating the same cycle. You went to bed mad, you wake up mad. What you think going to happen? You're going to have an interrupted day. If you let it go at night and you pray about it, and leave it with God, you wake up a new man, a new woman, a new child, and you have the right to start a new day. You have a right to command your day. You dictate what your day gonna be. If you wake up mad and sorrow, you're gonna get some upset days with sorrow. If you wake up joyous, thanking God that you was able to see another day, thanking God that you overcame all the obstacles that was in your way that day or the day before. You know, it's all about being mindful of the presence of where you're at and the joy that's in this moment. You get what I'm saying? Stay in the moment of if it's good, it's good. And if it's not, don't harp on it. Let the negatives go. Don't harp on the negatives. Don't harp on them. Push them to the side. Focus on the positives. Do a lot of positive self-talk. Big yourself up, man. Even if it's a lie, man. I remember my bro, Pat told him, fake it till you make it, man. You know, act tough, you know, because we ain't all as tough. Just because we come from the hood, let me just say that. Just because we born in the neighborhood they call the hood, don't mean everybody a gangster. Don't mean everybody's as tough as their perception is. That's a perception right there, is that if you come from the inner city, oh, you're already cool. You're already tough. You know, you're already probably have a gun, you know what I'm saying, or in the negative mindset. And that's not always true. It's people that come from the hood, man, that don't want none of the smoke. They don't want to be involved in none of the stuff that's going in the hood. They wish they can be somewhere else, but they're just stuck in the environment because of the parents they have and the situation that they're dealing with. And with that being said, I'm gonna wrap it up, but it was a pleasure talking to you guys again. I'm getting more and more comfortable. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's all about, is getting comfortable and overcoming, man, beating down the negatives, man. I'm giving the negatives all the smoke, you know, and I'm cherishing all the positives, man, and I'm uplifting myself. So I'll see y'all later, and y'all have a blessed weekend, blessed day.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.